stop clapping is that we're tired. I'm sure that everyone here in the auditorium tonight realizes very much so that productions such as we have witnessed is the result of the combined effort of many, many people, members of the staff here at the school, and time, energy, effort, sweat, the part of all of our young ladies and young gentlemen who have parted in the pit orchestra, the chorus, the dancers, the we're very, very proud of each and every one of you. Certainly, a school that has yet to have its first graduation that can boast of the caliber of music and showmanship that you, ladies and gentlemen, of Bishop Kearney High School. I know that you are grateful to the directors. All of us are very proud and grateful for all of you. I would like to take a few moments to acknowledge my own personal gratitude and also the gratitude of the entire body and faculty, the crew of the members of the staff here at school who have done a real job, a real service preparing for our production of Bigger Doing. In the last week, radio, television, newspapers. We've enjoyed publicity. We are very grateful to both Sister Ignatius and to Brother Van Nostrand for the time and effort they put into that part of production. Our souvenir program and our show journals are the work of several members of the faculty. I'd like to thank Sister Frances Borgia, Clementino, Sister Miriam Michael, Brother Butler, for a job very well done. We all seem to be in the right seats tonight. We are grateful to the usherette and to their director, coordinator, Sister Foster. The costumes that you see here tonight were all made here at the school. We also have to include some of the good mothers of our Bishop Kearney family for the help they gave to Sister Martian and to Miss Proud in the making of the costumes. And I would like to acknowledge very, very dear friends of the brothers from New Milford, New Jersey, Miss Morris Stevenson, who is our guest here tonight, who was responsible for our being able to buy this material so she could get it for us tomorrow. The scenery, and I heard a lot of oohs and ahs here tonight, particularly most professional. The set design is again the work of our art instructor, Miss Martha Mary Proud, and her girls in the art department. The lighting and effects, Brother Gray, and Brother Clear. The directors of our singing chorus here tonight, Tom Donahue and Mr. Evangelo, very, very grateful for all of your efforts. In no small way do I wish to thank a man who has only been with us since last September, but who has brought the Bishop Kearney Music Department a long, long way, as was evident here tonight. On behalf of your students, members of your band and orchestra, all of us, we wish to thank you. Congratulate most sincerely, Mr. Raymond Schindler. magnificent beauty and grace of both our young ladies and young gentlemen in their dancing roles. I'm sure that you realize that we share. Sense of perfection and dedication these boys and girls show here tonight. This inspiration they've received from their wonderful coach, dancing coach, Mr. George Francis. one thank you that I didn't make, I'm going to save this for now. That is to thank all of you, mothers and dads, young ladies and young gentlemen, Bishop Carney, and friends. I would like also to welcome and thank them for being with us, the parents of the brothers and sisters who are visiting here this weekend and with us for the weekend and for our show. Thank you so much for being with us, for supporting us, for encouraging us. As Mr. Lundy said, I'm sure there are many out there that are looking for their bigger doom. And our hope is each and every one of you will find it.